The date is April 1st, 2005. I'm interviewing Glenn Collins of Spearfish, South Dakota for the Montana State University of Billings World War II Veterans History Project. Good morning, Mr. Collins. Would you please tell me a little bit about what your life was like before the war?
I was 27 years old before I entered the service, so that I had quite a bit of history before, you know, long before the war, before I was in the service. So what do you want to know? Just what kind of what I did?
Kind of what you did. What like things like where, what was your family's livelihood, and where were you? And
I was born in Dallas, South Dakota, and the folks moved out on the homestead in White County, and when was it? It was in 1916. I was 2 years old, and at that time it was wilderness. I mean, there were no roads, there were just trails, and no automobiles, just horse and buggy. And we were homesteaded, or my dad homesteaded about 30 miles south of the nearest railroad, with nothing but a trail, in Millette County, and about 25 miles west of White River in Millette County, with a county seat. And to get our groceries the first year, he tells us that it took a day with a team and wagon to go to Belvedere, and a day to come back. So my mother tells me, or has told me, that it has been several times, it's been a year since she'd been to town. And then by the time I started school, they had a schoolhouse about 3.5 miles from me, from where we lived. We rode horseback to school when I didn't stay at the neighbors. And let's see, by the time I went to high school, we had a school where there was a road, road to Belvedere. it was even a dirt road, but it was a road they had built. So you could drive a car to Belvedere. By that time, the folks had a car. And that's generally my background.
Now, I understand that you went to college during the Depression, or?
Yeah, it's, I graduated from high school in 1932, and 33, and part of 34, I just helped on the ranch. My cousins come out for a vacation, and well, at that time the Depression hit and the drought hit at the same time. Very drought. There wasn't much to do on the ranch, so I decided to go out to Seattle to go to college. And the way to travel at that time was by the railroad, as a hobo. And I spent 2 years in college out there, and the way I would come home was by the railroad. Just a bum, I mean. And then, my two cousins out there decided to go into business, into the trucking business, and they enticed me to go along with them to drive as a truck driver. I spent a year at that, and that went broke, so I went to work at Cooley Dam. Still, I'd come home every year on the railroad. And then in, so along about 1937 or 38, along there, my dad had acquired more land and was getting older. And see, it started raining, and I decided that the best thing, good thing to do then was to come back home and go to work on the ranch. And in 1939, at the beginning of the draft, I was number two on the draft list, so I decided I better get my year in the service and so I could come back and take charge and continue on the ranch. Well, I entered the service in 39, I think it is. And before I got out, war was declared. So then I realized that I was in it. I was there. I couldn't get out. So I stayed on for 5 years in the service.
Wow. When did you marry Catherine?
When did I make Captain?
When did you marry Catherine?
I was married in 1942. After I had gone to OCS, when I was in the service, I couldn't get out, so I decided I'd just well go as far as I could in the service. So I applied for OCS and got the training, and when I was commissioned a second lieutenant, I came home and married Catherine in 1942 on October 3rd. Yeah, her birthday is the 7th and mine is the 25th of September.
That sure works. What were your perceptions of the war and its combatants prior to the entry of the United States? What did you think of Germany and Japan?
Well, I hadn't thought anything about Japan. I mean, it just never entered my mind. I mean, Germany was where my mother was born, but that was during Hitler's, oppression of the German people, and I didn't think much of it. And I knew that, when the war was declared, I knew that we were in it, and we had to win it. So I just go along and go as far as I could.
Where were you and what were you doing when you found out about Pearl Harbor?
Well, I think I was down visiting my future wife in White River. I was stationed in Fort Meade, which is about 150 miles from White River. And, I had met her, and I decided that was probably was going to be my life before I went in service. So that's when I heard about it. Well, I knew I was doomed then for that.
Well, I'm sure. How did your family respond to Pearl Harbor?
I really don't know. I was in the service, and I hadn't. I had contact with them every month or so, but I really don't. I know they knew too that they were patriotic enough to know that we had to win the war. But I really don't know what their reactions.
Where did you go to basic training?
Basic training was Well, there was some basic training when I went into the service. I went directly into the 4th Cavalry and took my training with regular troops and regular company.
Okay. Was the military what you expected it to be? How were you kept informed of, like, world affairs when you were in basic training?
Well, I really had no idea what the military was when I went in. I just went in to get my year service in and get out. But I wasn't dissatisfied with it. I mean, I think I got a good training, actually, with a unit, with a combat, a cavalry unit. Mechanized cavalry, of course, I was in at that time.
How was military life different from civilian life?
It was quite a bit different. I don't know how it was different. I mean, in civilian life, you were, you know, more or less open, free to do anything. And in military life, you were regimented. I mean, it was a group. But I had no idea what it was like, and I just my first impression is I just wanted to get it over with, the year of service over with.
What did you do for recreation when you first went in? When you were first with the cavalry?
Oh, recreation. Well, generally, I made a few friends in the Army, and one of them, the Eastern South Dakota, had a car. And we would, about every 2 weeks, we would come home or come to my home. It's only about 150, 160 miles to visit my future wife and visit home and go to dances and one thing or another in White River. It was generally, as far as recreation is concerned, I didn't do much in Fort Meade or around there. I'd come home and visit.
What was it like meeting people from all over the country?
It was interesting, very interesting. Of course, I had been pretty much over the country before I got in the service. But it was a little different. I met people from the eastern part of the country rather than the west where I had been before.
Did you feel that your training prepared you for combat?
Yes, I think I got very good training, especially being my major training was in communications, and a good deal of the time I learned. I learned communications, how to Morse code, running a radio, operating a radio, and so forth. And as far as training, as far as shooting, you know, being rifle and pistol, one thing or another, I was usually at the head of the class because I had experience at home with a gun, and I could throw up a bottle and hit it in the air with a .22 rifle. So I was usually at any training with the military, with the gun, one thing or another.
Can you describe some of, maybe some specifics?
Yeah, my main training was in Communique Europe. That was Fort Benning, Georgia. And we spent a year there quit almost a year, then went on the maneuvers, and when she come home for a while, and then the next year we spent in Augusta, Georgia, and from Augusta, Georgia, we got orders for with the 10th Armored Division I was with at that time to go overseas. That was after after Normandy, after we had won the beachhead in Normandy, and we won it. Where was it? Cherbourg. And we landed in Cherbourg with a full division, with our full tanks and everything. It was all together.
Were you signed with many of the unit that you had trained with, or were you assigned to, was it entirely new folks?
No, this unit I'd been with, I went with this, but the unit when it first started, the 10th Armored Division, was some of the first people after my commission. I went in as a second lieutenant with the and trained with this 10th Armored Division for a year and a half or 2 years before we went overseas. But it was from, I was with the organization at the beginning.
What were your duties when you first arrived in Europe?
The duties is I was assigned as a communications officer for a battalion, which called for a captain's rating. And I was just graduated from OCS as a second lieutenant. That was my first duties as a communications officer, because I was qualified in communications, I guess. That was my major. I spent 6 months as a second lieutenant, 6 months as a first lieutenant, and then was given a captain's commission.
Whose command were you under in Europe at first?
At first it was it was Patton when I first went over.
Now, I understand you were instrumental in helping install the two-way radio in Patton's brigade, tank brigade?
Yeah, well, two-way radio had, it come into use. I wasn't particularly instrumenting and installing it. Instrumental in was the use of the radio equipment for using our tanks as artillery. Communications between the unit, which I designed a method, a wire method, where we could control the tanks is artillery. That's what I was instrumental in doing. I mean, as far as two-way radio, it was already there.
Where did you first enter the European front?
The European front it's just on the German border. The Germans had been driven back to the border, and our first entry was I can't remember the name of the town or the area, but it was just across the line. We crossed the tank trap line into can't remember the name of that town. With very, very little resistance at that time. name of that town. It was in France, the France, in Alsace-Lorraine, is where it was.
What battles were you involved with, involved in?
Mainly the first, well, that was the first battle when we crossed the line, and right after that, the Ardennes breakthrough, the Germans broke back into toward Bastogne, and our unit was called back. We were just south of that. We were called back to stop the Germans from getting into Bastogne, and we got one half of our division in Bastogne, and I was in the other combat command, which was just on the south border of the breakthrough. And we first hit the battle. I mean, the real fighting is on the south border. So we had one combat command in Bastogne for the duration of the bulge. I wasn't in Bastogne, but I was on the southern border, because we were sent there just to slow them down, so, before the 101st Airborne got there.
I see that you were awarded the Purple Heart. Can you tell me a little bit about how you were wounded and when you were wounded?
Well, let's see, that was after the Battle of the Bulge. We had pulled back and gone back to our regular position south of the Bulge. And breaking through, our division had orders to break through out on the northern, well, it wasn't the northern front, it was just below the Bulge. Our battalion was the reserve battalion on the first, on one of the battles, the first battle, the real battle. And I was assigned, well, my mission during combat was actually keeping contact with our closest unit, your side unit, or whichever, I was keeping our battalion informed what the other battalions were doing. And I was up to going to the front of the battlefield where one battalion was in combat, in contact with the enemy. And on the way up there, I run through artillery fire, and I saw an artillery shell light right off the front end of my Jeep, or to the right of the Jeep. And that was when I got a hole through my leg. But I continued, it was a minor injury, it was a hole through my leg, and I continued on to the battalion headquarters and got the information our battalion commander needed to send back to him. That's when I was wounded.
Where were you sent to heal after that?
I was sent back to Paris. The hospital, and then from the hospital there, when they operated on my leg, they sent me back. I remember being put in a plane and sent back to England to recuperate, and that's where I was the rest of the war, in England.
I see that you were also awarded not one, but two Bronze Stars. Can you tell me about those?
Well, that was mainly on, I don't know, it seemed like it was a little far-fetched, but after I was wounded, I didn't quit. I got my leg bandaged up and completed my mission. It was contact. And I just got one bronze, one Purple Heart, not two.
Okay.
It was just one.
Just one? Can you tell me about the EAME ribbon?
The what?
Wait. EAME ribbon? It was awarded to you on the 27th of February, 1945.
Oh, that was a European medal. It's just because I was in the European operation. I mean, I was because I was in Europe. In combat.
Okay.
That was no, that was just a, it was given to everybody that was in the combat.
Okay. What was it like when you first crossed over into Germany?
What was it like? I don't know, it was kind of a celebration, I think. At that time, it wasn't any big deal. We were just, getting into combat. It was, remember one incident, I wasn't there, but I was, it was in our battalion. We had to run a tank in the ditch, in the tank ditch, and then push dirt over it to get the other tanks across. that's what I remember. I was in battalion headquarters, and wherever we were in combat, I was usually back at the headquarters. That's when the other units were in front of us when I would get up on the line. But I don't remember anything very unusual about it. We've been training and training and training, so it wasn't anything really new to anybody.
What were the Germans like when you first entered into Germany?
The Germans, I think the Germans were probably more receptive. I got along better with the Germans than I did with the French.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the French were difficult?
Well, I don't know, that's just the conception we had. The French they didn't seem to care for the French people didn't seem to care. They were a lot more rude and a lot more unfriendly than than the German people, generally. The German people, especially at the end of the war, were a lot more congenial, appeared to be a lot more educated, a lot more talkative than the French were. That's a personal opinion, I don't know.
Okay. What were the British like? Did you, since you spent time in Britain?
I spent time in Britain in the hospital. Recuperating centers. The British people were very friendly and very, I wasn't in any unit, actually, the officers, he